Now, since this is baseball season, we have a pinch hitter today who's agreed to do this presentation on very short notice. I want to welcome Dr. Siobhan Laird, a policy analyst at the University of Maryland School of Medicine. She received her PhD from Johns Hopkins School of Public Health, where she studied patient-provider communications. She has her MPH from the Tulane School of Public Health and Tropical Medicine, International Health Policy and Management. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm here on behalf of Dr. Bacay, who could not be here, unfortunately, but she still wanted to make sure that you all were able to receive some of the information in her slide presentation today. So here I am. I apologize if I speak too fast. I am originally from Brooklyn, New York. Neither I nor Dr. Bacay have any relationships to disclose. And some of the learning objectives for the presentation today are to describe the factors contributing to low minority participation in clinical trials, to expose you to methods utilized by the Maryland Community Clinical Trial Program to increase minority and underserved participation in clinical trials, and to enable you to describe how research partnerships can foster public trust in research and participation in clinical trials among underserved communities through education and community engagement. Now, diversity in clinical trials have become a national priority because minority, uninsured, poor, and rural communities have lower participation rates in medical research. Underserved communities experience substantial health disparities due to this, and are substantial barriers across multiple levels that impede participation in clinical trials. In 2008, there was an estimated 1.4 million new cancers diagnosed and over 500,000 deaths projected. But as Peggy Schubert said earlier, less than 5% of cancer patients participated in clinical trials. Low participation by underserved communities, there is low participation by underserved communities such as African American communities, uninsured, poor, rural, as I said earlier, and there is a declining percentage of African Americans participating in clinical trials. Now, recent studies showed that 32% of Americans would be willing to participate if asked, and an additional 38% would be inclined to participate if asked, but they had some questions and reservations. So this shows that there are some factors other than patient willingness that has as barriers to participation in clinical trials. So clinical trials, of course, are critical for discovery and development of new prevention, diagnostic, and treatment modalities for disease, and yet participation in trials, including cancer clinical trials, is low for these underserved populations. Low participation by African Americans and other minorities in rural communities contribute to some cancer survival and mortality rate disparities. And it also impedes research translation and favorable outcomes, because how can you tell if a drug or treatment works for an underserved population if they're not represented in the clinical trial? Ooh, how do I go back? So these are some of the barriers to clinical research participation. So we mentioned the patient, this participant willingness, as well as the healthcare professional who can become a barrier if they're not asking the patients to participate. There are also some structural or organizational barriers within the actual participating clinic, for example, or within the study itself, such as maybe in eligibility requirements that may be very stringent. Some studies don't allow, for example, patients with comorbidities to participate in that, and those patients may be in these underserved populations. There's poor knowledge and awareness in the general public about clinical trials and sometimes insufficient community infrastructure to support them in underserved areas, such as rural areas or some urban areas. There may be a lack of support for community outreach or an absence of convenient transportation, for example, in rural and urban communities to clinical trial locations. A lack of basic knowledge of the role of clinical research in improving health can also be a barrier, such as well as historical factors and exploitative research, What comes to mind immediately is the Tuskegee syphilis experiment. A lot of potential participants have heard of this experiment, and they fear that if they participate in a clinical trial that they may be exploited as well. Some of the barriers from the researcher side of things can be the lack of culturally tailored approaches to trial accrual and retention. And again, this fear or distrust of academic institutions and researchers by patients and the community. This can be because of a lack of training and cultural competence, culture and health and disparities, which can lead to inappropriate communication skills or a lack of appropriate literacy material for participants. The Community Network Program's mission is to reduce and eliminate cancer disparities for Maryland's urban and rural underserved communities through community-based participatory research, evidence-based, culturally appropriate community education, the training of new cancer researchers, science-guided or evidence-based policy development, and the fostering of participation in clinical trials. The purpose is to reduce cancer disparities through communities through CBPR, education, outreach, and training, and the goal is to significantly improve access to and utilization of beneficial cancer interventions for community patients, survivors, and caregivers. The target population is a statewide and all underserved communities, and the risk behaviors that are addressed specifically are tobacco cessation, clinical trials, knowledge and behaviors, and screening adherence. And the target cancers are breast, cervical, colorectal, liver, oral, and prostate. These are some of the strategies that have been used to overcome barriers and increase participation. Formal partnerships between academic institutions such as the University of Maryland and community-based organizations, as well as the print media to spread the word about clinical trials. Community participation and its community-centeredness, partnerships with faith and community-based organizations, local health departments and community hospitals and federally qualified health centers, the safety net institutions that underserved populations tend to use. Again, print and broadcast media, as well as education for policymakers. Training for research personnel regarding community concerns, cultural sensitivity, and sharing results with the community that they're trying to work with. Infrastructure covering regulatory and data expenses, as well as community health professional education, education for physicians and nurses in rural and urban areas. These are some of the components of the Maryland Community Clinical Trial Program. So there's research on barriers that I'm going to talk about in a little bit, as well as tracking accrual rates and trends. Education for healthcare professionals on the appropriate trial referral techniques, continuing education and grand rounds, training for researchers, general community engagement, as I said before, which is important. We talked about some of the partnerships, but as well these mini medical schools, which are education programs for the community on not just health, on health and healthcare, but as well on the research side of things, so that the participants can get more used to hearing research terminology and seeing the role that clinical trials play in some of the healthcare advice that they're given or treatments that are out. And again, these are formal partnerships with the community that can be made. Policy research and advocacy, community-based infrastructure improvement, and technical assistance for elected officials and staff to make sure that there's evidence-based policy created. So the University of Maryland had barriers to clinical trials research study, where they surveyed over 5,000 English-speaking, non-institutionalized men and women aged 18 and over to examine the health behavior or clinical trials barriers, healthcare access, screening, and health status of Maryland residents in 13 jurisdictions in Maryland, including urban areas, Baltimore City, and rural Western Maryland and rural Eastern Shore. It had a cross-sectional design using random digit dialing methodology. It found that 80% of blacks and 51% of whites reported not knowing what a clinical trial is. Over 95% reported their physician never discussed clinical or research trials with them. And 11% 6% reported previous recruitment into clinical trials, but of those, only 6% only actually participated in the trial. The Maryland clinical trial studies the multivariate predictors of recruitment and participation in clinical trial studies showed that participants were significantly more likely to be recruited if they were in poor health, had insurance coverage, or had a higher level of education. They were also significantly more likely to actually participate if they were informed about clinical trials by their healthcare provider, if they were already knowledgeable about clinical trials, or if they were able to make the time commitment to the trial. Black respondents were significantly less likely to be recruited and less likely to participate as well in trials. The NCI-sponsored treatment clinical trial study examined the relationship of sociodemographic factors on accrual of Maryland cancer patients to NCI-sponsored cancer treatment trials. Again, over 2,000 Maryland cancer patients were accrued onto NCI-sponsored treatment trials between 1999 and 2002 were surveyed. The purpose was to determine the extent to which Maryland cancer patients and patients residing in lower SES and or rural areas were accrued to cancer trials and were representative of all cancer patients in Maryland. The data sources were NCI's Cancer Therapy and Evaluation Program for Maryland Cancer Patients, the Maryland Cancer Registry, and the U.S. Census and the Department of Agriculture. This is a map of Maryland broken down into the different counties. And as you can see, the lower than expected accrual of Maryland cancer patients into treatment clinical trials are in purple, and they are located in mostly in the rural areas, if you see up top, Allegheny and Washington County, Western Maryland, and St. Mary's County in Southern Maryland, and as well, counties that had have a higher African-American population, such as Baltimore City, which is the little square, little purple square up top, and Prince George's County as well. For those of you who don't know Maryland that well, Prince George's County is maybe a more affluent county, it's just like Montgomery County, it just has a higher African-American population. The Maryland Community Clinical Trial Program, the goal of this program is to increase awareness, availability, and diversity in clinical trials in underserved communities. So the University of Maryland School of Medicine partnered with the Eastern Shore Oncology and developed a model to increase clinical trial availability, participation, and accrual in the rural Eastern Shore of Maryland. They have faith-based partners in this program in the Rural Community Cancer Trials, Cancer Clinical Trials Education and Availability Focus. It has a multi-pronged approach, including community education and awareness, physician, continuing education for physicians and other health professionals, and improving the trial infrastructure by having more clinical nurse educators and a nurse clinical trial data manager. The Maryland Community Clinical Trial Program has, over 5 years, selected outcomes. Selected outcomes include 20-fold increase in cancer protocols open, 40-fold patient accrual to trials, 25% rural African American cancer patients, and passed external rigorous audits by CTSU, COG, and other CGs. And it received an award for high data quality. This model was the first and only recipient of the National Best Practice Award from Department of Health and Human Services, Secretary and Committee on Science and Policy and Health and Human Services in 2004. This is a website that has an interview with Dr. McKay talking more about clinical trials on the cancer.gov website. Again, it was a partnership between Claudia Baquet and Mary DeShields and on the Eastern Shore. And, oh, goodness, there I go back again. Recently, actually last Thursday, was the launch of MPACT, which is the Maryland Program Advancing Clinical Trials. This is a statewide strategy to enhance public trust in research and diversity in clinical trial participation. It took 4 years to develop, and it was launched, like I said, last Thursday. It presents opportunities to increase community education, health professional training, outreach, and research. So we'd like to thank the funding sources, the National Cancer Institute, of course, the National Center of Minority Health and Minority Health Disparities, as well as the Maryland Cigarette Restitution Fund. And we'd like to acknowledge our community partners, the Maryland General Assembly, the Office of the Governor, and the Maryland Department of Health and Mental Hygiene for their assistance with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And she can talk fast, can't she? Our next presenter, let me just get this started.